Riverway Stories, essays about our waterways and our connection to them.
I'm Lisa Cleave. I have always loved Credit Island and have spent many enjoyable hours there over the years. In any season, it has a wealth of beauty and activities to offer. Located just off River Drive in Southwest Davenport, its 420 acres has several great viewing spots for catching the bald eagles in action. A 2.5-mile paved road loops the island, allowing for a leisurely car or bike ride. My favorite spots include the Army Tank, where my brothers and I played when we were kids, the quiet backwaters to see what birds happen to be in residence, and the recently constructed bike and pedestrian bridge that links the island with Concord Street. In addition to its beauty, Credit Island also has an interesting history. The name came from its use as an early Indian trading post. The Indians received credit and promised to provide skins and hides after trapping season. From 1816 to 1895, or thereabouts, it was known as Offerman's Island, when John and Dorothea Offerman and their four sons owned and lived on the island. It was purchased again in 1904, and the new owners changed the name to Suburban Island. It was mainly used for swimming, sports, and other recreation, which probably included an amusement park and a figure-8 roller coaster. When the city of Davenport bought the island in 1918, they held a naming contest, and Credit Island was the big winner. It has been managed by the city ever since and was added to the Davenport Register of Historical Properties in 1999. The island's most historical significance is as a battlefield in the War of 1812. The Battle of Credit Island was fought on September 4th and 5th, 1814. American troops, led by future U.S. President Zachary Taylor, tried to take control of the Upper Mississippi River from the British and the British allied Native Americans. A storm forced the Americans, who were traveling in 8 gunboats, to spend the night on Pelican Island. At dawn, a contingent of Sauk Indians waded across from Credit Island and killed an American sentry. While Taylor's men were clearing the island of the Native Americans, a nearby British gunboat moved into position and opened fire on the Americans. Their boats incurred significant damage, and Taylor gave the order to retreat downstream. The next time you're in the neighborhood, stop by and check the place out for yourself.
Riverway Stories is a collaboration between River Action and WVIK.